Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.
Sorry for party rocking.
Congratulations, IU.
Yet again.
You have the biggest and best party dorms in the country. Two of your dorms down on the Bloomington campus made it in the top 10 biggest and best party dorms in the country.
I'm not shocked.
Here it is, Briscoe. If you lived in Briscoe, that was number one. And if you were a McNutter, that was number seven on the biggest and best party dorms in the country for this year. Congratulations.
You know what? As an IU alum, I will say that there are two things. Whenever you graduate from IU, you get your diploma and you also get a liver made of steel.
Okay? No, I bet
so
you do.
This is not shocking to me at all.
And it's not shocking to me. I feel like IU makes the top 10 in these lists all the time. I know a couple years ago, there was another list where it was best party school.
Oh, yeah. We have that in spades.
And all you got to do is go down to Kirkwood and you realize why you're the number one party school. And then, of course, now it even got more specific on best party dorms and you got the two in the top 10. Did you live in either one of those, you said?
No, I lived in Reed. I was down there in the Serenity Zone. Like the thing is, though, those are both on a street called Fee Lane, as
okay.
I remember. And that was the best place. If you were there on like a Sunday morning or a Saturday morning, and if you just like drove by and you just walked, like you saw all the Walk of Shames, it was probably the most entertaining thing.
Great, done all week. Great place to people watch, right?
Amazing.
Good morning.
Are you looking for some McNutters?
Oh, yeah,
McNutters.
Come on. I thought they'd be number one.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I was there. I graduated in 2010, and when I was there, McNutt was where it was at.
So you're a McNutter. Was it all it's cracked up to be? I'm assuming it deserves to be in the top 10, right?
Oh, definitely. I guess some time over at Briscoe, but I thought, you know, McNutt was definitely the first place. It was, I don't remember a lot of it, but...
I love that someone who went to IU is talking trash about the other dorm. That's how serious she is about
like
her dorm.
It's like East Coast, West Coast. Are you McNutt or are you Briscoe?
It's a little bit different over in Briscoe. I think, but I did have some friends over there, so...
See, I know nothing about that. I was living in Reed with all the music students and the Asians, so I was, over there living that sorority life.
I just love that... I just love that you are repping McNutt hard. We appreciate the call.
Oh, yeah. Go McNutt!
Radio Now, hello. Did you live in McNutt or Briscoe?
I lived in Briscoe.
Oh,
did
Briscoe.
You? Ooh, big honors for Briscoe.
Congratulations. You were number one biggest party dorm in the entire country.
Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
I can't.
What was the dumbest and craziest thing you saw in Briscoe?
Someone threw their air conditioning out the window.
I'm telling you, I feel like you can't get the label of biggest and best party dorm unless somebody throws a freaking air conditioner out the window.
Yeah. Something out the window.
Oh, no, it was just crazy because our RA wakes us up the next morning and there's a big-ass air conditioning thing on the floor. And we're like, who... I don't even know.
It's not a party until somebody throws the air conditioner out.
That's right.
Right.
Hey, have a good day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye. I'm proud to be a Butler Bulldog, but after hearing these calls, I wish I would have lived a little bit of that Hoosier life in a couple years.
I know. Ain't no party like a AC out the window party.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.